You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Can you go in this morning here on the Sound of Life? That battle? Well, Lisa Terkirst has certainly been through that battle, right? That one for you, for which you've run out of solutions and answers, the one that makes you weary and worried and worn out. Well, we want you to know that God's got it. You see, our job is to be obedient to God. God's job, basically, is everything else.
The Sound of Life.
Man, this is a big day. It's the oldest one around. I mean, man, this has got to be one of the oldest forms of entertainment. It's been around since the 6th century. The steam-powered in 1861, and the largest one is in Wisconsin. It's a carousel. You know, the merry-go-round. It's National Carousel Day. And if you're traveling around the northern part of the country, if you're on I-90, takes you right through Madison, Wisconsin, and it's a short hop and a skip right over to Spring Glen, and then you just cross the Wisconsin River and up through the wood. No, it's not that far. Their resort there is called House of the Rock near Dodgeville, Wisconsin. It has 269 different animals on the carousel there, 182 chandeliers. And that's the kind of thing you want to see in the summer when you're traveling with your family and you take a little detour through Wisconsin. Hey, listen, say, honey, we can stop and get a wheel of cheese in Madison. We can run over to Milwaukee and visit Waukesha, I think is how you pronounce it. You know, they have more names. Wisconsin has to lead the country in names taken, I think, from natives. There has to be. I mean, sure, they have a Rochester and a New Hampton, you know, Rockford, Madison. Those are all normal because that's why they got big. But the little ones, you know, Winona, there's an Altoona. Owatonna. I mean, I don't have any idea. I think my favorite is Maquoketa. Is that?
You're not really much of a morning person, are you?
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
William Wilberforce, you probably know that name. You think, oh yeah, he's the one that fought against slavery in Britain, England, UK, right? He lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s. And I think he is a classic example of God using the person that he created. In other words, John Newton, his mentor and pastor, didn't say, well, William, you need to die to self and become, you know. God changed his heart, and he had a heart for human rights, basically. But I just think he's certainly the best-known campaigner against slavery. He became a member of Parliament, the youngest member of Parliament. He was friends with Britain's youngest ever prime minister. He's an evangelical Christian, and William Wilberforce was thinking, I don't belong in Parliament. It's not the place for me. And John Newton said, that is exactly where you belong, because God created you for a purpose, and he put you there. Now, with that said, as John Wesley, the evangelist, warned him, God has raised you up for this very thing. You're going to be worn out with opposition of men and devils. But if God is for you, who can be against you? Absolutely. It's pretty wild, I'll tell you that. It's really wild. And he needed that encouragement. It was in May of 1789. He rose to his feet in the House of Commons, delivered an eloquent, passionate, closely researched speech that lasted 4 hours to be against slavery. The response from Parliament, we need more evidence. And they used that tactic again and again. But of course, it did come. And when it did, it freed 700,000 slaves in 1833. His legacy extended beyond the abolition of slavery. William Wilberforce. I just love the name because of his legacy. His legacy really was the foundation of worldwide human rights movement.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
The Sound of Life.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show. It's a fine time to talk about AI, right? Artificial intelligence. I'm glad that some people on an official level, government level, enough people, scientists and stuff, have said, we got to curb this. We got to make sure that this thing doesn't get out of control. So it's good that you're thinking about it. You know what ChatGPT right? The ability to take information and create something brand new from it. I saw the video. Have you seen the video of Tom Cruise doing his thing for a couple of minutes? And it's totally not him at all. It's recreated bits and pieces. This is what has people very nervous. You can take a little bit of it and then create something that you're looking at it. It's like, well, of course it's him. It's him. It's not him. People are like, right? Okay. Now, regardless of wow-inducing technology and it comes along, your job and my job is to remain the same. We focus on Christ, how we can bring his kingdom to pass here on earth, all right? For we do not have an enduring city here. Instead, we seek the one to come. This is Paul's letter to the church, the Hebrews, actually. He said, I shouldn't say Paul, but anyway, who wrote it? Therefore, through him, let us continually offer up to God a sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of lips that confess his name. Don't neglect to do what is good and to share, for God is pleased with such sacrifices. Right? Remember that the idiot on the radio makes mistakes from time to time, too.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The sound of life.
Yes, good morning. Hey. Whoa. Christmas. 64 degrees. Wow. I must say that is very unusual, but it is Christmas in July. Yes.
The sound of life.
Christmas in July has started below the equator, right? And it's cold there now. It's hard to imagine people dressing up in snowsuits and stuff wherever they are. I mean, a lot of them do, you know, because it's cold. That's the way it is. You kind of feel left out, right? Because you have winter in the middle of July and everybody else is talking about summer in the northern hemisphere, which is where most people live. That's what God intended. No, I'm just teasing. Karen, if you're whose family and she loves New Zealand, if you're listening, it's just a joke. It's okay. It's just me, right? Sorry. So I got to tell you, this is very encouraging because something happened to her. She's a fantastic athlete. Her name is Markita Vondrousova. She's from the Czech Republic. She's been playing tennis since she was 4. And she got injured not all that long ago. Back in 2022, Nike chose to end the deal with Markita, which you have to admit it, that's got to be devastating, right? It's got to be devastating. You give up, that's it, I'm done. You know, what? It's over. But she recovered mentally, spiritually, physically, all of that. She played last week in one of the most prestigious tennis tournaments in the world, Wimbledon in England. She was just grateful, she said, to play without pain. And she became the first unseeded woman to win that tournament in the history of that tournament, which has been a couple of years.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
We can't forget about James Harrison. You're kind of wondering what I would do if I was in this situation. James found out that his blood plasma carried a rare antibody that could treat a rare blood disease in newborns. And you're like, okay, it's rare, you know. So he's 18 years old when he found that out. So you know what he did? He said, as soon as I can, I'm going to start donating that blood every few weeks for the next 63 years. That's what he did. That is phenomenal. I mean, that is a faithfulness on biblical. That's old covenant biblical proportions. That's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. He is credited, James Harrison, our hero today, is credited with saving the lives of over 2.4 million babies.
The sound of life.
What a busy morning. Now, I know 7:56 is kind of probably early for you. Probably. A little bit early. I mean, not time for lunch yet, but it is time for me. I mean, I've been up since before 4. So I'm going to take a... I'm going to take myself a little coffee break, but you're not supposed to do that while you're working, are you? Yeah. Good morning, Cup of Joe. Morning, Charlotte. Yes.
Coffee break actually has a history. We know the company that came up with it, and it was a necktie manufacturer in Denver called Wigwam Weavers. And Wigwam Weavers made these very intricate silk neckties. And during World War II, they lost all their best loom operators to the war. So they hired these old guys to do it, you know, who weren't getting drafted, and they couldn't do it very well. Then they hired these women to do it, and they could do it beautifully. And there were very intricate patterns, very complicated looms. I mean, you've seen how they, you know, the patterns on neckties. And the women could do it really well, but only for about 4 or 5 hours. So they called a meeting, and the owners said to the workers, what could we do? We have to improve your efficiency, and, you know, we need more output. And the women said, well, give us a coffee break. They didn't call it that initially. And give us some time at like 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon, and give us some coffee and tea. So we started doing it, and overnight, like, their productivity and efficiency goes up. And so he institutes the coffee break.
There you go.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Ooh. It's Christmas!
Whoa, yes, at 8:11, 70 degrees out here in the Northern Hemisphere. It is Christmas in July. It actually is. We've got the big Casting Crowns promo going. You can win tickets all this week with our Christmas in July. But, you know, a lot of places around the world, in the lower, below the equator there, they do Christmas in July, I'm sure of that, right? So, let's celebrate, shall we? It's all about a celebration, the advent of the Messiah.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
You make my drive to work so worth having. Thank you for the entertainment, the music, the love, the blessings.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the sound of life.
Merry Christmas in July at 8:15, even though it is 70 degrees. You know what I'm talking about right here? Yes, Cup of Joe Morning Show Hotline. Who's this?
Angie.
Hey, Angie. What's up?
Oh, well, I'm excited. I've been trying. You guys are awesome.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I will tell you, Russ stepped up. Instead of isolated showers, they're developing showers and thunderstorms. I had that yesterday afternoon, I found out. I will be honest with you, I got caught. I had to run out in the rain. Normally, I wouldn't do that, leaving the radio station. Janine was right in front of me. I don't know why she ran out. I guess she had to get home. She had things we got to do. We're not going to let a little rain stop us. It was pouring down rain. And I looked out and went, whoa, that surprised me. We're all standing at the door. And the thing is, the reason I had to go to my car is because I left my sunroof open. it's not really that funny, guys, you know, and standing there looking at it. And as I ran out, screaming like that, and Connie's like, Joe, can you close it remotely?
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I'm Joe, Cup of Joe, Morning Show. Every once in a while, something happens. Every once in a while, you know. People come together, something happens that kind of, as people would say, oh, this restored my faith in humanity, right? Well, I mean, it's a nice bright spot. Let's put it that way. It is really cool, and it centers around a couple of young boys' birthdays, and nobody showed up. Can you believe that? All of these people got invited for Nicholas and his brother Cole, their 4th and 6-year-old birthdays, respectively. Nobody showed up, so Mom went to the community Facebook page. It was a current events on that town. Current events there. Facebook group. And she invited people to come down to the park and enjoy food and cake with the family. Might have mentioned that, you know, nobody showed up to their party. So she never expected, neither did the boys, what happened next. The fire department showed up. Spider-Man showed up. Dozens of strangers arrived to celebrate the boys' birthdays. She said the moment they saw the fire truck, they were beyond excited. I guess so. Isn't that interesting? There was someone that came out with a Spider-Man costume on. And, of course, Cole loves Spider-Man. Just made his day. In the end, I mean, what could have been heartbreaking birthday turned into an unforgettable day. That's true. And somebody probably knew that. I just have a feeling that somebody knew that. Or maybe from heaven, they were like, you know, we're not going to watch people celebrate by themselves, right? We like company. And it all worked out kind of neat. It's a neat story for you.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.